jabronis hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
All right, John. I'm going to start with our three dishonorable mentions here. We're going to start in baseball. Doug Brustman. Name you never heard of.
Of course. Love him.
Single A. He's with the Columbia Fireflies. You know who else is with that team?
I hear he's got a lot of pop in his bat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Five-tool player.
Oh, yeah, he hits a home run here and there.
Okay.
We're talking about Tim Tebow. And
Did you get that right? You sure you got that right? Tim Tebow?
Is there an accent on it or something?
Tebow?
Oh, Tebow.
Tebow, perhaps.
T-ball. T-ball. Yeah, Tim
right,
Tebow.
Right, like T-ball. Tebow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there was a little bit of an incident late last week because Doug Brustman, his daughter, young daughter, is a big fan of Tim Tebow. I don't know why, but she is. And so he brought her out to the ballpark, wanting to see Tim Tebow in action. Well, old Doug is playing some catch with Tim Tebow. And Doug turns to his daughter, discusses something with her, and Tim throws the ball back while he's not looking.
Ooh.
Comes down and, I mean, just annihilates his fellas, his manhood,
oh,
his groin. It,
boy.
It just destroyed him, dropped him to the ground right in front of his 13-year-old daughter. This, I feel for this guy.
Is there video of it?
I haven't found any.
Okay.
But it was, I mean, it was during warm-up before a game, so.
Well, are we believing, where is this coming from? Where is the source of this story?
It's out there.
How? How accurate
I've
can
seen
this
a couple.
Be?
I've seen a couple articles just because nobody would ever found out about this if it didn't involve Tim Tebow throwing a baseball into a dude's junk.
That is tough. That is tough. I want to make sure things are properly sourced here.
I believe it.
Nobody trusts us.
I believe it.
Nobody likes us.
No, we're pretty accurate.
Okay.
98% of the time accurate.
Take our word for it.
Hey, we'll also go with Oklahoma City Thunder center, I believe, Enes Kanter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he's trying to get home a couple days ago. His home is Turkey. Now, he's been very vocal about being against the president of Turkey. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. Just doesn't agree with all the beliefs, all the, you know, everything he bases his campaign on and all that. So he's trying to get home. Well, apparently the Turkish government found out about this. So they revoked his passport while he was in Romania on his way home. He gets into Romania, finds out Turkey's not going to let him in, so he has to come back to the United States. His family has even disowned him for not supporting the Turkish president.
Really? So what did he – okay. So let me get this straight. This is where I take issue with jabroni. He's a jabroni because he's standing up for what he believes in?
And he gets cornered, man. He gets shut down. I mean, I don't blame him for voicing his opinion at all, but – is probably one of these situations where he figured it's the government. They're not going to find out about this.
Yeah.
They get heat all the time.
Well, what he probably thought is that he wasn't a big enough figure to have that actually cause him any sort of harm. You know, I mean, he's, as far as I know, just a decent enough NBA player. This is not like LeBron James saying this. Okay, proceed. Third honorable mention.
It's like, if I were to call Donald Trump an orange-haired buffoon and I'm trying to go to Washington, D.C. to tour the White House.
Easy.
No, I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, and then I get to the White House and they're like, or I'm about to go to the White House and they're saying, no, we saw your Twitter account. You're calling the president names. You're not allowed in. Like that would really stink. Like, you'd really pull back those comments because you want to get, like, this guy wants to go home. I want to tour the White House. Anyway. Next, now this gets really tough, but I'm going to go with my last dishonorable mention, boxer Jose Uzkataki. Now, this was over the weekend on Saturday.
You were worried about pronouncing Enes Kanter, and then you just nailed that name.
It's because I used it earlier in the week. He was DQ'd in a boxing match at the end of the eighth round because he slugged Andre Darrell after the bell and knocked him out, hit him with a southpaw and knocked him to the ground. After the fight, Darrell's uncle, Leon Lawson, goes up to Jose and clocks him one time in the jaw, comes back with a punch in the chest. And the reason he's not Jabroni of the Week is because he kind of deserved it. For punching after the bell is a complete no-no. You do not do that.
Yeah, but a detail you're leaving out is so the uncle that came and did
oh, yeah, there's more
throw the cheap shot of all cheap shots, the actual boxer there, he went up and said, hey, it's okay, man. Like, they hugged it out. Everything was okay. They had resolved everything, the two boxers had. But the uncle just couldn't let it be, and he had to go throw. I mean, that is a sucker punch of all sucker punches.
Sure. All right, and then finally, here's my jabroni of the week. Now, this is a story that came out months ago that got a lot of rounds just because of the ages of these two ladies. But MMA fighter, female MMA fighter, Momoko Yamazaki. There we go. I got it right.
Yamazaki.
Mm-hmm. She's 24 years old. She lost to a 12-year-old girl by rear naked choke in less than 20 seconds in an MMA fight.
Wow.
She was not only lost by chokeout, she was choked unconscious.
By a 12-year-old, huh?
In less than 20 seconds.
I feel like that almost says more about the 12-year-old than it does the other way around. But that, I will say, that is worthy of making you Jabroni of the Week. I'll agree with that. I can sympathize. In my star-studded wrestling career at Blue Valley West High School, junior varsity, 1 year, which I was like 3-12. One time, I think I've told this story before, I had to wrestle a varsity kid from St. Thomas Aquinas that had been suspended or something and was in the JV meet. Just shot right off the whistle. I got put on my back. I was pinned in. It had to be under 20 seconds. So maybe I should be Jabroni of the Week. It's going to do it for us today. We will have one more short show tomorrow without Tyler. We'll see you then. For